The coronavirus scare was always a hoax, and today it's clear to anyone who looks at the facts that the coronavirus was never any more of a threat than the flu. It would make as much sense to sit it somewhere between measles and falling down the stairs as to brand it a dangerous plague. Everything that governments are promoting is wrong-headed and indefensible. Their lies, deceits, and manipulations are reprehensible. I've repeatedly offered to debate vaccination with government officials, but the silence has been deafening. They won't debate the issues because they know they'll lose. Pro-vax conspirators are the biggest threat to health today. But there are things we can do. If your local Vlad the Impaler wants to test you, point out that the tests are less than 50% accurate and produce more false positives than real positives. Governments keep testing, of course, because the inevitable positive results give them an excuse for more lockdowns. Tony Blair, Britain's most infamous war criminal, supports more testing, so you know it's a dangerous, bad idea with an evil purpose. Personally, I prefer my home testing system, which is perfectly safe, doesn't collect your DNA, and guarantees a rather splendid 50% success rate. There you are, you see, I'm negative. If anyone asks you to wear a mask, remind them that masks have already killed children in China. Three boos for Commander Dick, head of the Metropolitan Police, for telling collaborators to shame those who aren't wearing masks. Presumably she also intended the collaborators should shame the frail and the sick. I'm told she's lurking behind one of the Trafalgar Square lions, salivating with excitement as she waits to arrest the magnificently irrepressible Piers Corbyn for the 347th time. Use the word collaborators to describe the mask-wearing, social-distancing, sanitising zombies. It's a great psy-op word and it'll scare the government's psychological warfare specialists because it demonises those who wear the masks and very effectively defines them as part of the enemy. This is, after all, a war we're fighting, a war for the survival of humanity. And as the French resistance realised, the collaborators are part of the enemy. Remember, the FDA in America has banned 149 hand sanitizers because they're very dangerous. If someone asks you to use their sanitizer, ask them to check that it isn't one of the dangerous ones. If shops won't take cash, then take your business elsewhere. Once they've got rid of cash, they'll owners and controllers. If you refuse the vaccine, they could cut off your access to your money. And if your local Vlad the Impaler wants to vaccinate you, demand that he or she give you a written guarantee that the vaccine is safe and effective long term. Let them see you write down the date, the batch number, and the name of the person giving the vaccination. Tell them you'll sue if you have any side effects. Remind them that governments around the world have already paid out billions in compensation for vaccine damage, and point out that Gates, who's boasted of bringing us the final solution, has demanded that the drug companies have legal immunity. But doctors can still be sued. If their legal defence companies go bust, individual doctors will have to pay out themselves. Point out that tens of thousands of doctors and nurses will probably go bankrupt. This goes for the flu vaccine too, which I also fear will genetically modify you. Incidentally, I don't know a single doctor who ever has a flu vaccine. They want most of us dead, of course. In England, they're now putting automatic do not resuscitate notices on the over 60s and on all the mentally and physically disabled, whatever their age. In Scotland, it's rumoured to be the over 45s who are left to die, so watch out for that. It's all part of the Agenda 21 programme to cut the world population. The mask-wearing collaborators are going to realise how bad things are very soon. In October, unemployment rates are going to hit 25 to 30%, and tragically around the world, death rates are going to soar as millions die of diseases which should have been treated when hospitals were shut. All for a disease rapidly turning out to be a modest threat to the over 80s with two or three serious health problems, but less dangerous than chickenpox for children. I've spoken in Trafalgar Square on many occasions and I'm sorry I can't be there today. The last time I spoke was at a huge anti-hunting rally and shortly afterwards hunting in the UK was banned. So let's hope today's rally is equally successful. I genuinely fear that our civilization is currently under real threat, both as a result of the plans of the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, and through the evil work of unelected billionaires who seem to believe they have the right to impose their dangerous views on the rest of us. They've had lots of support, of course, from organisations such as the BBC and The Guardian, and other media groups which have done financial deals with the Ian Brady and Myra Hindley Foundation. Sorry, I think I meant the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Make no mistake, if we're forced to accept vaccines which result in genetic modification of the human body, then the changes will be permanent and multi-generational. Distrust the government, avoid mass media, and fight the lies. Those of you who watch my rapidly disappearing YouTube videos know that I always end up by saying, please remember, though you may feel like it at times, you're not on your own. More and more people are waking up. Well, today you can see the proof. We are definitely not alone. And together, we will win this war. Thank you for watching. An old man in a chair.